Yeah, first off, excuse my voice a little bit. I think it's just some sinus stuff, man. I don't know exactly what's going on.
Well, went to New Orleans and ate the wrong box, y'all.
Chill out. Chill out, man.
No, fuck, I'm bullshit.
They had that voodoo box.
Oh, it came back home sounding different.
Yeah, man. Nah, it was some, let me tell you this much, though. Shout out to the talent in New Orleans, man.
I know it was out there.
Prime recruiting grounds, man. Hey, that I'm talking about whatever flavor you want, from you know, Latina to, you know, to the African American, Creole, you know, the Caucasians was out. It was a wonderful mix, man. Old to the young. I get one thing I came away from New Orleans thinking was, not gonna hold you, bro. New Orleans old work is some of the best I've ever seen. When I say old, I mean like my age. Like that's in that 38 to 45 range. I'm like, man, these older women holding it down pretty good. I gotta give them that. Yeah, they looking like Steph Curry, mom.
All them, but Dominique, yeah. LaRue's.
Yeah, a little bit of that flavor.
Yeah, that was dope, New Orleans, man. Is definitely a melting pot, boy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got, but it was, it was
one of the chicks, man. She begged me to take her back. I'm like, take you to New Orleans? That's like the taking a chick to DR or something. Like, no.
Man. Tell it's a dangerous city, man. That's all I tell it, which is true. Which is true. We ain't revealed the story just yet, but somebody got caught slipping out there in the end, though. got out there, boy. So, yeah, you got to keep your head on the swivel, my boy. New Orleans is damn near a third world country, dog. Like, it's got its dope spots, but the people that ain't doing quite as well, they out there, man. They out there in the tourist spots, and if you lagging, they gonna take advantage, bro. They gonna take advantage. So don't get out to New Orleans, get sloppy drunk, and find yourself by yourself, bro. That's the worst situation you could be in out there, man.
Why you say that?
Cause, man, the wolves is out, man.
Hey, Measy. People need money. People hungry.
No, respect. I get you.
The wolves, man.
When you see an opportunity, they go.
That's it. It don't even be the worst people, per se. They just be like, look at him, bro. He's stumbling. He's slurring. He about to fall over. You know? They don't even need no weapon because people don't be on point. You know? You just get so sloppy that one punch, one solid shove, you ain't on your game. I mean, that's really any city, to be honest with you. But I just know in New Orleans, from my experiences going there, the element of the downtrodden and them people that's like really on their last line and hanging on by a thread, they be out there like they hunting. They out there and they seeing, when they smell blood in the water, they gonna get it. I ain't mad at them. I understand. That's why I stay on point when I go. I barely had anything to drink or anything while I was out there all weekend. I kept it cool, bro. Business trip for me. I was not out there wilding out, man.
Definitely got to be well, man. There's some dudes who got hit down here in Miami, man, by some chicks. Dudes be, they dumb, dog. They, fellas, you go out of town, man, and you meet girls, and you got
to set you up now.
You got some money on you, some expensive jewelry. Guess what, man? Girls are going to, what I'm saying?
They going to lie to you.
Especially when you easy. You an easy gay. Like, oh, he easy. We gonna get him drunk, go to his room, think we finna do a threesome or something. Like,
Line your ass up. Next thing you know, some dude pop out the closet. Let me get that playboy. Lay you down.
Man, they don't even do, well, they do that still, but it's
some of them, it depends, sometimes the woman just get you themselves. You're right.
That's it.
You in the right room by it time. Depends.
Those off of going to shower, they gone with all your jewelry, your shoes, money. Now you looking stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
wanna,
what.
call the police because now you ain't even supposed to be in the room with him.
Yeah, the key thing to do, I can tell you that much, is if you do bring some woman up to your room, which I wouldn't advise out of town, that just ain't really my thing. Make sure you lock all your stuff up in the safe, bro. That's it. Even if you got to buy a little small one you can take with you, if you ain't going to that fly hotel, you go right to Target, man. You can get you a safe for like $35, $40. And you know what I'm saying? Just throw all your valuables in there and take it in the bathroom with you when you go. That should help prevent it. She might be feeling you, cuz. I ain't saying you ain't player like that. You know, I done scored out of town before on the, you know, on the humbug, but again, don't get caught slipping, man.
Yeah, Miami the wrong city, because, you know, the girls down here, that's the MO. They want it. They on it heavy. And then the thing is, they go, you know, you go to the beach and you think everything cool. All right. That's what, man, them chicks have a friend that work at the hotel. Hey. Oh, y'all got some. Oh, he paid what? Oh, okay. Where he going to?
We got him good. Going to?
All right. It's easy.
Find his feet.
Yeah, man.
My best advice for out-of-town shenanigans is find somebody else who's in from out-of-town, so you ain't got to worry about that away game, those away game problems. Somebody local setting you up.
That's
find
true.
Find another tourist.
Yeah. That is a good move. Matter of fact, now that you say that, I'm trying to think the times that I have hooked up. I think it was other people out there. At least three times that I can think of off the top of my head. Yeah, they was vacationing too. You know what I mean? So we both was out of our element. But anyways, yeah, so I treated it like work, man. And, you know, along with work, bro, come his fair share of bullshit. So I was just curious. We was talking a little bit before the show, man. Like, what has been the worst element of bullshit you have had to deal with your job? Like, any job ever, man.
that's kind of, I mean, I don't even know how to answer that because I've never had a job like that. So,
oh, look at the blessings. You still got to deal with something, though.
I mean, well, yeah,
because, yeah, even in your job, you got to deal with certain BS.
Say,
you got name on that.
Man, I'm gonna say right now is probably the hardest because as you know, been doing media for some years and stuff like that, but as I get more and more into it, I guess it's like they want me to act or be business like how they are, you know what I'm saying? So anything that I say, they hold it against me. I'm talking about anything, and it's getting tiring because I'm tired of getting the email like, oh, hey, you said this and did it. I'm like,
right, now I feel you.
I'm like, what? Like, what does that concern with you? Like, it don't got nothing to do with you for one, or what I'm doing, because that's my personal opinion.
Yeah, but I think that's crazy too. Like, I get to a certain extent that, you know, we have to be careful about our online presence, but I do think we went too far with all that stuff too. Like, there's way too many people that got their job, you know, affected by personal opinions that they may post on social media, stuff like that. And I'm like, even if I don't agree with it, as long as when I get to that gig, we don't have no type of, you know, issue where this person is trying to be disrespectful to me, then I'm like, hey, that's how you feel. That's cool. You know what I mean? Ain't got nothing to do with it in here. Now, if you bring it in here, then now we got to deal with it. But yeah, it's crazy, man. In this day and age, bro, you can't say nothing. You know, like, I don't hardly put nothing on social media outside of lighthearted jokes. And even that, I'll be scared of sometimes. Like, wait a minute, did I offend a certain group?
Yeah, because lighthearted jokes don't be lighthearted jokes to certain people.
Because everybody offended, yeah. We live in the world of the most.
Yeah, you can't really joke too much no more these days.
Everybody's offended, man, because everybody want to be special. But the thing is if everybody's special, then what? Nobody's special. Like, that's what the truth is. The truth is, ain't none of us special, dog. You know, everybody.
I think it just what happens is social media just allowing people to be emotionally hurt by what somebody else says. Because growing up, people said all type of crazy things to you. You know what I'm saying? Back right. Even back in the early days, it's like you heard it, you dealt with it, and you moved on. You know what I'm saying? Right. Now it's like they hear it, they don't want to deal with it, so they gonna complain and cry to kind of, oh man, we gonna try to. What they call it, the council culture, or make him lose his job. Mm-hmm. Council
culture. Like, right. Well, man. What happens is you got people who trauma bond on social media. So I'm hurt, you hurt, so we gonna really be hurt together. And they try to find like-minded people all hurt. Right. And then instead of them dealing with their issues, they find people to bond with the issues. Man, but I had this crazy job, right? To where, like, I got to know you in college, you a little college job. And the job was essentially me working for a website. They said it was a website merchant, right? So I get the job. I had the job for a little while, but essentially they said, yeah, the job is we help people with logins, canceling membership fees, stuff like that. But by the time I did the training, I realized that the website merchants was porn sites. So, but the crazy part is, the part of the job I couldn't stand was, at times, people would have issues with their login or something, and you'd have to kind of walk them through. And when that's when I learned, boy, people got some weird kinks out there, dog. I was like, oh, gosh.
That's crazy, dog. That's why I was just telling somebody the other day, I was like, man, I'm so happy, like, my search history ain't too filthy at all, you know what I mean? You ain't going to Airy Spears me, bro. You ain't going to Tiffany Haddish me. I ain't got none of that, you know. To each their own, don't get me wrong. Not judging you. Nah, man.
Man, mine's probably having to deal with these kids' parents. Like, I got a parent right now. I'm looking for the number. She was like, can I speak to you about her daughter? Like, stuff like that. And
it's like,
it's after school, like, why I got to do this?
Right, yeah, I was just about to say, like, bro, my office hours are from 9 to 5.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You have to do them like Red, bro. Dangle them out the window. Like, we can't talk. We got conferences. We can set up a conference. You know, which
and is. And so the kids be lying so much about stuff you said, and you got to, like, I hate how the parent, anything the kids say, the parents are going to run with it. Like, that's annoying. Like, you know, your kid be capping and all that already. Like, don't come to me with all that, man.
Especially when you know your kid. That's the thing.
Come on,
they
man.
Know their kid. Like, everybody knows their kid. They know which one, like, is more full of shit. The one that's like, that don't sound like them at all. Like, you could decipher. My mom used to kind of, she would be more, like, inclined to believe me. But that's because I used to be pretty honest. Like, you know, I'd be pretty much a straight shooter about a lot of stuff. So, you know, if I had an issue at school, she going to hear me, and then she going to hear the teacher, and then she going to just kind of weigh it up. Like, all right, nah, you did that shit. I don't care what that. Like, if they say Larry don't turn his work in, she going to be like, yeah, you don't be turning your work in. Because you're not organized.
No, you don't turn your work. Right, right.
Because you know I'm not organized like that. But me saying, like, some wild disrespectful something, like, nah, that ain't my son. He wouldn't do that. That don't make sense. So now I get you though. Like that was something a lot of people don't know. I was going to school for education, and that was one of the things that I was always like, bro, I don't know how I deal with these parents. But I'd be done telling them, well, I mean, meet me outside, bro. What you want to do?
That's almost the worst part. We had a kid, a teacher made her class like lead a class 3 times and come back in quietly because they couldn't do it. The girl went and told her mom, and the mom was like, what kind of like, what y'all had going on doing that? Why are you making my daughter lead a class 3 times? And it was like, it's a whole class.
It's a unit, right?
Right. Stuff like that, man. But
yeah. I get it.
Man, parents, dealing with parents is bad, man. Because even when it's I horrible. coach football, you got parents. I mean, obviously, man, as a parent, if you see your kid isn't talented or on a level that everybody else is on, you shouldn't be complaining about them playing. You know your kid don't practice hard. You shouldn't be complaining about him.
Right.
You know he don't come to practice.
Or you know your kid trash. You know your kid trash.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that's why, like, you know, the first year, man, I was coaching probably like 11 or 12 years old. And I was like, nah, I got to coach bigger boys because at that age, when they older, the parents pretty much know. You know what I'm saying? They pretty much know, okay, my son, he's not, he playing around, so whatever. When they young, parent don't, they don't, they just overlook the fact that, yeah, my son don't practice hard, so he's not playing, or he's not good, or so, you know, so, but dealing with parents is bad. Man, look, even right now, with recruiting, and parents get mad when you don't, I guess, blast their kid out to be the next Bo Jackson.
Bruh, you know, like, yeah, and that's the craziest thing to me is,
yeah, let me call
maybe the system could be wrong. I could give you the system. But ain't no coach out there trying to lose. So if your son is like that, if anything, the coach is like, all right, hey, the only talent we got on this team is number five. Let's try to get it in his hands every time. We got to figure out what we're going to do. But ain't no coach going to keep your very talented kid sitting on the sideline. He's trying to win.
No, at all. I mean, the only time a coach is going to do that is if he got to discipline him.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And that's just on the parents. Like, you should understand how that goes. But, you know, dealing with parents, man, in general, is just no parent. And the crazy thing is, you know, the parent, they'll know their kid is probably bad or something like that. But they just don't want nobody else to
discipline.
Yeah, and they rather them say, oh, I deal with it at home, but you ain't going to tell it, say, you know.
I bet you on this team I am. If I'm the coach, I bet you on this team I am.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to tell parents all the time, like, man, y'all go take that up with the dude who's supposed to be the head coach. Don't come to me. I'm calling the offense, and if you don't like it, take him off the team. That's it. Take him off the team. I ain't got nothing to say. For what?
Right. Nah, I think for me, man, I've been in the same industry for a long time, man. And one thing that just drive me crazy, bro, like, is I know y'all seen the memes and stuff, and it's super true at my job, bro. When things get bad, man, bro, they just bring us pizza. And I'd be like, man, I'm a grown ass man. I can go get a pizza, bro. That's not what the problem is, man. Like, that shit just infuriates me that no matter what our complaints are, you know, and we trying to tell them, hey, we need this and that to be more effective at our job, or it doesn't feel like, you know, promotions are fair, or, you know, just whatever. People, you know, voicing legitimate complaints about how things are run. It's like, oh, I hear you. We're definitely going to look into that. In the meantime, pizza.
Crispy I'm like, bro.
Yeah. I'm like, bro, and it'd be Little Caesars at that. And I like Little Caesars.
Man.
But a lot of people hate Little Caesars. I'm like, no.
Yeah, I'm about to say Little Caesars. They could at least say get some Pizza Hut or something.
Bruh, they gonna bring us that Little Caesars or a local restaurant who even cheaper, you know, because they gonna get them a bigger deal. So it really be on some like, bro, who made this pizza? Yeah, man, that's my biggest thing. It's just like I've been doing that job out there for years, man, and year after year after year, it boils down to the same thing. Oh yeah, we listening to y'all, and we gonna make changes. But in the meantime, got some pizza for you. Right, bro, come on. That game, they done got super duper old, man.
Man, I used to have a little record label, man, and I managed a couple artists and stuff. And that was probably another one of the worst at one point, because if you know, some artists, you know, artists don't like to listen to people. They don't like to listen to the people spending the money. And I used to be like, well, how you not going to listen to someone who's spending the money? Like, what sense does it make? Like, if they spending the money, your ear should be open fully.
Right, right.
Man, I had an artist, man. He was pretty good. Real hood. They call him 456 Head Crack. He had tattoos on his face. And I seen the thing yesterday when they say Lil Wayne got all these rappers with the tattoos, and I laughed because I was saying, well, the dude I had it way before Lil Wayne. Like, literally had it way before Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Got goals in his mouth. He from Poking Bean Projects. You know, anybody who watched First 48, that's he's from there.
Yeah, always on there, yeah.
He's from the heart of that right there. So, doing music. We used to be in the studio doing music. You know, I'm a hard critic with music. I like for it to be really good. Song got to make sense. Every song he did, he thought it was good. He wanted to take it to the hood jamming. I'm saying, yeah, you know, we're not trying to make music for the hood. We're trying to make music.
Right.
And I tell him, even this right one Plies is kind of catching a little fire. I tell him, I say, Well, listen, maybe you should start doing music for the girls, cause the girls like you. You got, right. You got the little, you know, you got the that he had the pretty eyes. The girls like, they always say he got the pretty eyes. He was the hood dude that the girls want.
Right.
Hey man, let's start doing music for females. I wrote a song, a hook for him called "Addicted to Your Body."
Yeah.
Did the song. I'm talking about girls was singing it word for word before I even knew they knew the song. Like, hold on, how do they knew this song? Like, and I told him that's what it was. He tells me that's not his image. he don't want to do that because he don't want people to think he's. And I was like, huh?
Ain't nothing soft about liking women, bro.
Man, I was like, all right, you know. And then things just start going downhill from there. I like, man, whatever. Do what you want to do, man. I can't do it. I can't babysit you no more. You know what I'm saying? You grown for one, and you're not paying attention. You're not listening. I'm trying to show you the way to go, and you don't like it.
You ego, class, man. That's one thing I can never imagine doing, man. Is trying to manage artists or work with artists, because, yeah, I just know how that ego is, man. It's a lot to deal with to get people to humble themselves, but.
Yeah, it's hard. Some dudes will do it. The one thing I would never work with a girl because they are the worst. it's nothing you can do for them.
Nothing.
Everything you do is gonna be negative. They gonna cry and whine about everything. They expensive. It's like you gotta take care of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that's So I had to get out of that game, man. And I just like, man, hell, I just let those studios stay open for y'all. Y'all can record it.
I
ain't doing nothing.
Since I'm in your way. Since I'm trying to stop you from being great, right?
Yeah.
No doubt, man. Let's see. Let's get on into the show a little bit.
What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up? Welcome back to another episode of 26 Degrees. I am your point guard for the evening. Is there like a famous? Nah, Stackhouse wasn't no point. Stackhouse probably the only one made 42 like a thing in basketball. But it's your boy Larian, man. Today is my actual literal birthday. By the time y'all hear it, it won't be. But on September 6th, 2022. This is my Jackie Robinson year, bro. Looking to do great things, looking to get my number retired. So I hope y'all give me all the positive energy going forth to get that number up there. And I want the whole league not to wear my number. Nobody get my name no more, bro. Larian, I'm the last Larian. That's what I want, bro. I'm not. If I have a kid tomorrow, they can't have my name, bro. I'm him. That's it. That's what I'm looking for, man. But I'm here with my regular gang as usual. My boy Turnpike Measy. Please say the Turnpike.
Pretty please say the Turnpike, man. What's good, y'all? 26 degrees. Happy birthday to that boy Larian, man. The big 4-2, man. Out here stepping. Shout that boy out, man. But yeah, another day, man. We good though. We got the field
be great.
Yes, sir. Another day to be great, man. We got the real field general, the street general X, man. What it do?
What's up, everybody, man? All the followers, the fans, man. Happy to be back on with y'all. Shouts out to Larian for the 42. I hope you went and got checked, man. You was hanging around a whole bunch of them Seminoles, man. You know. People carry some nasty infectious stuff.
Well, it got smallpox.
Right.
My blood came back, voice done changed. Oh,
yeah, man. I know, right?
Yeah, man, you gotta go make sure you all right, boy. You was hanging around them. That's a good idea. You know what?
I got some at-home COVID tests, bro. You know what? I'm gonna do as soon as we get done recording. I'm gonna go take me one, dog, just in case. Yeah, right.
You might have to take another, like a full cook. Boy, they be having some things we don't know nothing about. Yeah,
you might, Larry. You might need to go get a physical.
That's crazy.
tell the doctor you live around a bunch of Tallahassee folk, man. He might throw the mask.
Yeah, right. He's gonna quarantine me. He gonna put the suit on. He gonna put the hazmat suit on. What? A bunch of them.
Oh man.
That's crazy. I appreciate that love, bro. And always with us, is producer extraordinaire, my boy with the curly hair. You know what I'm saying? My boy Maul, what's good, bro? I'm
trying to hang on to this curly hair, boy. Genetics trying to win me over, man. But other famous 42s, we got Ronnie Lott. We got Mo Vaughn.
I forget Ronnie. I'm a Niners fan.
We got Mo Vaughn. You're a Red Sox fan, too, I believe. And James Worthy.
Yeah, worthy.
Big game James.
Big game James. That's a fact, man. That's a fact. I can't believe I forgot Ronnie. That's like Ronnie, like in my top five safeties ever. So, you know, it's hard. Like in Airy, you know, Sean T, Palomalu. You know, Ronnie's in there for me, and probably another one that may not get like. Some people praise him, but I think he gets lost in the sauce a little bit. Probably Steve Atwater. Play for the Broncos.
Big, huge fan of Steve Atwater, man.
Yeah, that's probably my top five right there when it comes
underrated,
to
underrated, man. People don't talk about him at all.
Right, yeah. I think he's a tad underrated, man.
Yo, he went viral before the internet.
Right?
That Christian LaCoya hit, man, yeah. I think the reason why they don't talk about him a lot is because of the era he played in, where he was more of the box safety, where he come down and he's just going to tackle you, and he wasn't playing in the era where he was throwing the ball all up and down the field. So,
fair enough.
I mean, but hey, man, still was good. I mean, whatever era he played in,
he did what he did. Yeah, he did his job. You know he did his job, and he did it exceptionally well. So, I don't know. We gave y'all a gang of pre-show on this one. So, we get on into football, man.
It's funny real quick, though. So, I was just on the phone with that parent. I was telling y'all, man. I saw that.
Yeah.
She was actually being real, though. She was like, man, I know how my daughter is with her mouth, like, popping off and stuff. I'm going to talk to her. And I was like, oh, snap. Like, I kind of paused. She caught me off guard. And I was like, okay, respect. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to run into a few good ones.
She was like, no, I know my daughter, because she tried to go at it with me. She was like, I'm like you. I'm not going at it with no 11-year-old.
I almost told
the lady I love you, and she said that.
But see, yeah, that go back to that point I was making. When you real and you know your kid,
right?
Depending on the accusation, you can make a fair assessment. Like, that definitely sounds like them.
A lot of these parents really don't know their kids, though, because they don't really be around them if you think. Like, we'd be around them more than the parents. But anyways, man, I'm off. I ain't trying to talk about work no more.
I have no doubt.
Yeah, man, we back football season, man.
Yes, sir.
It's such a beautiful, just beautiful, man. This the beautifulest time of the year right now.
It is, man. Football. I ain't do nothing but watch football all weekend.
I mean, I was working out there in NOLA. So I caught football as I could. You know, we was out there, you know, get some content shot and all that. That's reference to what X was saying about being around all them Noles. And I was out there in my Canes gear, and, you know, a few of them was talking that talk. And I was like, just remember, before you say the next thing, I'm bigger than you. These hands work. So go ahead. What you need to say after that?
They was on that drink, too. Come out.
They on that drink, yeah. I'll be honest with you. All love. I never really had too much problem with Noles. That's never really been too much of a problem, man.
Yeah, they on Twitter. They don't when they get around. Let me get
you a drink, man.
Yeah, exactly. Funny story, because I'm drinking wine right now. The very first time I ever had wine was going into Florida State game, and that was Ray Ray Armstrong, whatever year that was. That was his freshman year. Because I just remember being, like, super amped about this kid. Like, yo, he's, you know, I've been hearing so much about him and watch his film, you know. He's just athletic as hell. And I was walking in, getting ready to go, and my man say, He said, "Man, what y'all gonna do today?" I said, "Man, we're gonna get this dub." And I said, "Y'all watch out for 26, man. You know, he ain't Sean T, but this kid is special from everything I understand. And I got to meet him recently. Like, he is a physically imposing, really big dude. Like, he absolutely
he's like a legit 6'4", right?
A legit, yeah, easily. Yeah. Easily a legit 6'4". Big frame kind of kid. Like, if somebody wanted to make him a DN, I think they could have. Like, if they would have, like, bulked him up. And
he played outside linebacker in the NFL.
By the time he got to the league, played a little OL, OLB, and mostly special teams because he had that speed, too. I remember going in. They said, "Well, you know what, man? You all right with us, man? You want some wine?" I said, "Yeah, sure." Motherfucker gave me a whole bottle of wine with a long straw in it, man. I was like, "What the hell? Okay, thank you." And I kicked it with him for a little while, drank the whole bottle, and went into the game. I think we did lose that game. I can't remember what year that was, but I know we lost that one. But we did not lose this past Saturday, man. Back to football. I mean, obviously, this was just a good tune-up, warm-up game. I love the schedule for us. Considering, you know, we're starting off with Bethune-Cookman, and then next, you know, this week we got Southern Miss. So it sets up really well. But let's get into, I guess, some of the details of the game against Bethune-Cookman. Let's see. And they said this was a cakewalk, but there is still things you can glean from them. We did score the most points this week out of any FBS school. The final score was 70-13. Go ahead, X.
So my whole assessment of the game, before the game, I was telling everybody, I say, don't expect anything special. You know, they just going to go in and play and say, well, we just know our team is better. Just go be right. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to do nothing special on offense. We're not doing nothing special on defense. Nothing special on special teams. We just gonna play, cause we want to basically see who we can trust on the field when it's time to start scheming and doing, you know, special things and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was very vanilla exactly on offense.
What it was, man. I think we scored 10 out of 11 drives.
Mm-hmm. That sounds about right.
I don't think we punted.
No, we didn't. We didn't punt all game.
And you know the defense. They did give up some yards. They had some missed assignments and stuff like that. But it was, you know, the game was out of hand after the first drive. They couldn't really do nothing. The game was out of hand when they started getting yards and stuff like that. Again, Coach Steeles was like, "Yeah, they didn't even have film on BCU," which is why I was like, "Well, hey, just go play the game."
Yeah, because they didn't remember they had to sit. Remember, because of the COVID year. So they was like out 1 year. So it did. I forgot all about that until I was rewatching the game and I was like, "Oh yeah, that's right." They went in like a weird limbo coming off of last year they were 2-whatever, but the previous year they didn't play. So it kind of threw them in a weird loop, and they had new additions because the quarterback had just came in from Jackson State. He was originally recruited to Florida, Jalen Jones. So he was a big kid out there. I'll say this. I guess I'll give my overall take real quick. Was I thought that both offensively and defensively, we did exactly what I need to see against this type of an opponent. TVD basically just sat back very comfortably. Play the game, but just sandlot ball, just tossing it around. Nothing spectacular, very vanilla, but it was super effective. And that's what you need to see against that type of an opponent. Same thing on defense. We obviously weren't exotic at all. Still was able to get some pressure, a few sacks. This was a game that we were supposed to just out talent, and we did. And I know that doesn't sound like a lot to some people, but in the past, we have struggled in some of these games to, like, get it going. And, I mean, there was a year where we played BC where they kept it damn close.
Yeah, it was like a 7-point game or 10-point game.
At half or something, right. And, I mean, there was some pretty good talent on that team, but still we should have been able to, you know, get that game put away fairly early in the first half. We definitely did that this game. So all in all, I left pleased offensively, defensively, and special teams wise. Keyshawn Smith looked really explosive in the return game.
We haven't had a return game like that since Hester. I don't care who we're playing against.
I agree, man. I was like, damn, like I can't tell you the last time I seen a kick return that I thought we might house. You know, I don't care who the opponent is. Just
you almost housed three of them.
We might house it.
Right.
So that was exciting too, man. I think he may have a good little niche there as a kick return guy.
He gets straight up the field too. Like he hits his hole, he hits hard, you know what I mean? Up and down. You gotta be up and down kick return.
Right. Yeah, you gotta dig in. Unless you're super special like a Lester or a P Dub where you just have this special
Deshaun Jackson and them boys,
Reggie Bush. He's got
because Smith's not a burner, so he has to get up and down.
Well, right, that's his thing is he's the burner. He's not the exclusive one. The way he's going,
he ain't gonna make a lot of moves, right, to get it done. But I tell you what, let's go a little bit. We'll go around robbing this a little bit, and I'll let X start it off. So let's get a little bit into the specifics of the positives/negatives that you saw from offense.
Okay, so the positive, I really didn't see a negative from the offense. Like, I tried to, you know, watching the game, even like you on the sideline or go back to the press box, I didn't really see a negative. I seen a lot of positives with the offensive line, and it's Bethune, but the offensive line moved forward when they was run blocking. That's something that we haven't seen a lot of previous years. The offensive line move forward. Like, what they'll do is they'll get in your way, you know what I'm saying, and the running back just try to make a way, you know what I'm saying? But now it looks like the offensive line is actually moving forward. So the running back not getting touched till he hit 4 yards is good. That's a good yards per carry now. You know what I'm saying?
No, absolutely.
And we're not exaggerating. That don't happen against, even when we play in Bethune, previous years, regimes. Yeah, like, that just doesn't happen. Right.
It just hasn't happened like that, you know. So that was a great positive. The running back, Henry Parris and Thad. I think one averaged like 8-something yards and the other one averaged 7 yards a carry. Mm-hmm. You know, so just stuff like that is a positive. The receivers played better, no drops.
I didn't think I saw a drop, yeah.
No drops. All the stuff the media ran it about, dropping, you know, no drop pass.
Well,
people say, yeah, but it's Bethune. Who cares?
Catching the football. So before you get any further, let me piggyback off a couple of points you just made. With the offensive line, I absolutely agree. And one thing I saw that I hadn't seen a lot of in the previous regime was a pulling guard. I saw that quite a bit when I rewatched the game where we had guards getting out there and you know, just pulling and mauling something. So they were really opening up some of these holes.
We had Chip blocking.
Yes, sir. And the other thing, about the wide receivers is it doesn't matter your opponent. Catching the ball is catching the ball. And I think that was kind of one of my theories was, sure, there's some drops maybe in practice, but part of me looks at Mario Cristobal as a perfectionist, right? Who doesn't care? Like, he kind of like I am when it comes to, like, you know, I always had good hands, right? I never thought I should drop anything under any circumstances. Like, why? You're supposed to catch it. So he's going to bring that type of intensity and accountability. So I kind of theorize that maybe some of the drops were a tad bit exaggerated because bottom line, you don't want to see no drops.
And Mario, I literally told my boy that a week and a half ago. I said, Mario's such a perfectionist. Even if he sees one or two things he don't like, he might mention it, and then people think, oh, it's a problem. But yeah, it's like, not a problem.
Right. Well, think about, and I'm going to let you get back into your bag, X. Think about when Cam caught the interception, right? Cam Kitchens caught that interception. and he got a penalty for spiking the ball, which I thought, like, again, it's
tough. That was egregious.
It's super. You're right. I was like, bro, he didn't do it in nobody's face. He caught it. He got to the sideline, spike. You know what I mean? I don't think that should be a call, but it is a call. And if you would have saw Mario and that, you know, on the sideline, because they showed it on the sideline, he was digging in their chest about that shit. And it was like, yo, like, it's still a pick, but nah, his thing is don't mess us up in any way possible. I don't care what's going on.
Right, that's treat it like another day at work. Now. Right.
Right, right. He was like, he was fired up.
No, he was, yeah, he let them have it. Yeah.
Yeah, he was, well, go ahead. He was real furious, man. On that one and the Gill interception when he returned it for the touchdown and he did the little dance in the end zone. Boy, I thought Mario was finna, like, kill somebody.
They didn't give us a penalty on that one, though, did they?
Nah, but I still thought he was gonna get
it. He thought he was gonna lose it.
You can just look at his eyes. His eyes looking like, uh-oh, somebody finna get it, boy.
That was more worthy of a penalty than the Cam Kitchens one, though, which is funny.
Yeah, because it wasn't just him. It was like, it was a team. The whole squad. So it was like, oh, somebody, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, to go back with the offensive line and the receivers, the running backs, the tight ends, I mean, it's not much we could say for TVD because he went out there, what, he was 13 for 16 for what, 3 touchdowns? And mm-hmm. I forget how many yards. I'm thinking it's like 190-something, maybe something like that.
He
but
was
I got it out right now.
193. Yeah,
193,
yeah. 2 touchdowns.
Okay, 193, 2
QBR
touchdowns.
QBR rating of 223.8.
No assessment because we already know how good TVD is. He did what he did. You know what I'm saying? He went out there. He was poised. Ran the offense. He commanded it. You're starting to see the connection between him and Restrepo a lot.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what it was, man. Him just getting out there to say, okay, let me find this one receiver who I trust the most, where I know all I got to do is throw him the ball. He got it. You know what I'm saying? So, again, I didn't see no negatives from the offense. It's hard for me to see if you score 10 times out of 11 times. I don't know that much negative.
It ain't a lot. That. No, you're right. I'll take it from here. Offensively, I won't beat a dead horse. I think we were super efficient in every phase of the game. Offensively speaking, if I had to nitpick and come up with a negative, I would say I wanted to see a few deep shots against this team because that was, number one, that's TVD's bread and butter, and number two, that is our biggest question coming into the season. So I would have liked us to, connect on, maybe 3 out of 6 deep shots. Didn't get to see that in this game.
I think we'll see that this week.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, against Southern Miss. I certainly hope so.
Basic football, just beat the man in front of you, do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, absolutely, and I agree. And again, I'm just trying to, this is for dialogue purposes only. I'm with X. Really, it's not really anything to complain about at all, but that was the one thing I was just kind of hoping to see. Like, I'd like to see us hit on, just not a ton, just 3 out of 6 deep shots.
Offensive. But I don't know if you don't remember, I think probably a while back, remember I said, I think that's how teams are going to play us. They're not going to play us well.
No, I said the same thing. I don't remember per se you saying it, but I said the same thing because I know people obviously from last year understand that TVD loves the deep ball. So you better not give it to him. So this is going to be the evolution of his game. And if he's going to be able to evolve and be that first round quarterback that some people think he may be able to be, he's going to have to be able to be versatile and take the underneath stuff, the mid, the short. I love the way we used, passing the ball to the running backs. Parrish had 3 catches for 25. We just spread the ball around a lot, honestly, all in all. Restrepo was the highest reception guy with 5 for 100 and a touchdown. Lassen was able to come down with 2 for 33. Rashard Smith was another guy that was involved in this game. 3 for 31. Long of 19. The longest we had was so we did have one long shot, 52 from Restrepo, but I can't remember that play.
Y'all maybe okay, so yeah, that was that NFL throw he did. That was the NFL throw, like the post corner.
Okay.
Restrepo on the money, and Restrepo caught it, and he could have scored. I don't know why he tripped over his.
Oh yeah. I do remember that. That's right. You know, somebody like barely like they like clipped his heel. And yeah, it tripped him just enough. Yeah, I remember that play. I do remember that. Now that you say that, and again, that's nitpicking, man. I'm just trying to balance it out. Of course, against this type of.
Shout out to we gotta give Jake Garcia some credit.
That's exactly where I was going next.
Jake was on the money.
That's exactly where I was going next. Was really love
everybody. Jake. I kept telling. I said all Jake needed once Jake get game time experience, Jake is going to be that guy. It's just. He just got to sit behind TVD right now. Who is the guy? So
right. I think no matter what, TVD's best prospect is to leave this year. Whether he's a Heisman type guy or any of that, I think that the best move for him, period, is just go ahead and just leave. Even if he goes as far as the fourth round. It's like, cool, bro. You're probably as hot as you're going to be. Unless you come back and we win a natty. That's tough to pull off, right?
Do you think if he comes back, because sometimes they do this in college basketball, but do you think if he comes back, that's going to tell GMs, okay, he doesn't think he's ready?
Nah.
I wouldn't necessarily think they would say that. I think it's just smart. It's not a ton more he can glean from another year except a natty. Like, think about Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence could have went the year before. Trevor Lawrence only come back to get him another natty to cement himself as.
I thought basically. Trevor left after his third year.
Yeah, he left after his third year.
Yeah.
Who, Trevor?
Yeah.
Yeah, he took over halfway through his freshman year. And they said, what's his name? I forget the quarterback name, but yeah, he played three and got
wait,
out.
Wait. What about, okay, hold on.
Yeah, Trevor left after
Andrew
his
Luck. Andrew Luck did that. He came back his fourth year.
No, he's Andrew still Luck left. One. He left after his redshirt junior year.
Nah, Luck stayed 4 years.
No, Luck didn't play 4 years at Stanford. Luck only played. He really
well,
only
that
played
would
two
be
years.
4 years though if it was redshirt junior.
Yeah, it's 4 years.
That would still really be 4 years.
Two.
Yeah,
he really only played two.
I thought Luck.
So it'd be a situation like.
I could be right. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm gonna take the L on that one. Anyways, either way, I would think I don't know how much more he could prove unless he has a bad year, and I don't think he's gonna have a bad year.
You could think of a quarterback at his caliber to come back would say you have to look at the quarterback draft class. If it's real packed and full and they kind of got your name at the bottom, then you start to say, hey, let me stay another year. You know what I'm saying?
And as of right now, early, who would be those guys? I would say
you got TDD. Bryce Young, CJ Stroud.
Bryce Young, CJ Stroud.
They're giving the kid from Kentucky a whole lot of talk.
I think he's got a little more proof. Right. I think definitely. He needs that for 3 years.
I mean, they give him. He's the type of NFL caliber quarterback that they like. They're giving
prototype.
North Carolina State.
Carolina a lot of talk. I mean, not Carolina. From Florida, they're giving him a lot of talk.
Yeah, Anthony Richardson.
North Carolina State quarterback. North Carolina State quarterback.
From Wake Forest. Leary. It's quarterbacks around.
But I still, right, and I agree. But I think, I agree with
you. I know what you mean, Larry. I get it.
But I think TBD would probably be fourth at worst in that group right now.
Maybe he may could jump that because you're starting to see like you said, okay, last year.
He said that worst.
TBD thing last year was, he could throw the deep ball. Now he's starting to progress into a full, complete quarterback. He's just not a deep ball passer no more. He could throw intermediate
passes. He's just making the play.
So now you're starting to say, well, hold on. What do we have that these other quarterbacks don't have? You know what I'm saying? Because I think we got like more of a pro style system now. Mm-hmm. Last year he was in the spread formation. So now he's playing in two different systems and he's capitalizing in two different systems. The NFL is GM saying, hey, this is the type of guy we need.
Yeah, he threw in the second quarter. I forgot who he threw it to. That was an NFL throw though, towards like the hash to Restrepo. That was an NFL throw. And it was an easy throw for him, which you'd like to see.
No, he looks super comfortable.
Right.
But yeah, to get back to
Jake, man. Jake gonna be that guy. He just need that game time experience. And I think I love TBD. I mean, I've been saying TBD name since he committed to UM. I said, yeah, once he get here, he probably gonna be good. And once he got here, watching him practice, I said, oh yeah, he's the best quarterback we got on the team. But you know, Derrick King was there.
He has great size too back there, man.
Once Jake gets his game time experience, he's gonna be. And I said this, and I'm gonna still stick to it. I said, man, Jake can have Johnny Manziel type year. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying by escaping and all that, but I'm just saying throwing the ball.
Yeah.
He has that kind of charisma by himself. Well, once he get going, I don't think he's going to be able to be stopped. You know, so he got in the game, did what he's supposed to do. I think he was, what, 8 for 8? Throwing some dimes.
Yeah, 8 for 8 for 107. He didn't get a touchdown. He played really late too, though. But he did have a great QBR rating, 212.4. So, I mean, that was just like I said. It was Sandlot football, damn near, just with better talent doing what they needed to do. No other real knocks against the offense outside of. Yeah, like I said, I would have liked to see maybe two more good deep shots, but it is what it is.
I think.
What you got, Measy?
Oh, go ahead, Measy.
My bad. I'm with y'all. There's no complaints about the offense at all. I didn't think we would see anything special. I mean, you don't need that to be a BCU and handle business like we did. I would have liked to maybe see Arroyo get a couple targets. I don't think he had one target. I know Mallory had a target. But other than that, man, I don't have any complaints at all. We know how Gattis builds his offense around what he has. I think the offensive line is going to be a strength. The run game was great. I had the stats up. Parrish had 7.7 yards a carry. Thad had 8.7 yards a carry. And I mean, even Lucius Stanley had 7 yards to carry. Walden, 8.2 yards to carry.
Do they got I know it's on. I got to find it in my email. But do they have the yards before contact on there?
I have to find that. I'll find
no,
that.
No, nah.
Well, Marv, find that real quick.
PFF. That's a PFF stats.
Nah, but see, but that's important because, like I said, now that the offensive line is moving forward. The running backs, they're not getting touched till about 4 yards.
And if you break one tackle, that's an extra three yards right there you can get. You know what I mean? I know I get that.
We got the stats. I mean, they send us all that stuff in the email, man. Sometimes I look at it, sometimes I don't. I got to find it again. But that's one of the things that I wanted to pay attention to the most was yards before contact. Because, if, you know, if the running back is not getting touched to about the 4th, 5th yard, just imagine Thad getting touched when he's going full speed.
Exactly.
5 yards down the field. You know, he's going to probably get an extra 3 just because.
I love what I saw from Thad. Thad had 2 touchdowns. Parrish had 3. Thad actually had 5 less carries but averaged more yards a carry. He had his long was 26. Henry Parrish's long was 24. They're not burners. We'll get that when and we have Knighton in. We'll get that when Knighton and Chaney come back in. We'll have them longer runs. But I love what I saw at the run game, the offensive line. Shout out to Michael Redden. Got his touchdown,
Touchdown, yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Skinner. I think Skinner had the longest
31 yards catch,
yeah. Yeah, besides Restrepo had that 52-yard catch. Skinner had that 30-yard catch.
I got Skinner for 400 yards this year. I said that on the roll-up. Somebody said, that's a lot of yards. I was like, I don't trust, as much as I like Mallory, I don't trust Mallory's durability, and I like Skinner's athleticism.
So do you think Skinner has more yards?
Yeah, he's going to get 400.
So you think So what do you think Arroyo, if Skinner finished with 400, what does Arroyo finish with?
600.
Oh, so we got 1,000 yards with the tight end, over 1,000 yards with the tight ends, including
Mallory. Yeah, I think tight ends are going to get us. Yeah, absolutely. I think tight ends as a group are going to end up getting us because
you some can flex of the Skinner and Arroyo out too.
Right, exactly. You could flex those guys. And same thing with Mallory. I'm not taking that away from him. I just worry a little bit about Mallory staying healthy through the whole year.
I worry a lot about it.
Exactly. And if you watch that game, we have a lot of 12 personnel, a lot of two tight end sets throughout that. So I think eventually Skinner's athleticism is just going to give him an opportunity to rack up, 400. He's got 30 right now, so he needs 370. It's not a crazy number. I think our tight ends probably will end up totaling somewhere between 13 and 15 this year. I don't think that'd be insane, to be honest with you.
No, it wouldn't. Because we have the talent. We have the talent. We have some tight end talent, yeah.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, you can just see in this offense that tight ends are going to be used regardless, especially if teams aren't allowing us to go deep often, tight ends are going to be used. So, shouts out to Jalen Rivers, man. Jalen Rivers won Offensive Lineman of the Week for ACC play.
That's first round right there.
He's probably our best offensive line. He's probably our best offensive lineman, and that's saying even with Zion. But we know once Zion get back, boy, that left side is gonna be it, man.
And that's the best side because that's Van Dyke weak side or blind side. So
yeah, man. But that right side of the ball, they gonna do their thing, man. So I'm gonna be Zion practice today actually too. Full go, so he'll be ready this week.
Knight will be ready this week too, I think.
Yeah, Knight. Everybody's full go. The only people who's not full go is Cheney, Citizen, Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Everybody else is full go still. So.
Yeah. So no major concerns there.
Keyshawn got one more game to sit out, right?
Oh, we had some suspensions.
Washington. Jacoby George, my fault.
Oh, yeah, Jacoby and Isaiah Horton. Jacoby and Isaiah Horton.
Yeah, Isaiah just had one game, so he should be good next week. And Jacoby George had two games. No details, I don't think, on that. I think it was team rules, if I'm not mistaken.
Jacoby George?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know if I'm allowed to say it, but yeah, I just say team rules.
Team rules, yeah. We'll put it.
Yeah, the reasoning doesn't really get out too much in college football anymore about why.
Not as much, yeah. You're right.
Right.
Kind of the team buzz
rules,
I heard.
Man, team rules.
Broke team.
Any suspension for that? Team rules. Like if it was longer, then they would definitely be out by now.
Right. But yeah. Because somebody,
some crazy me already done. Said something already, and I'm like, hey, well, whatever, man. They tell us not to say things, but other people do it, and they don't get punished. But we always the first ones that they come tell us to not do certain things. And I'm like, you got these people over here are the ones doing exactly what y'all tell us not to do, but we are the ones y'all keep coming to. Like, but it's cool, man. Whatever.
All right, so let's flip. The defensive side of the football.
Let me say something about the defense, which is funny. So,
ahead,
I didn't know until after the game we didn't have any film on the quarterback. Okay, I get that. So, we gave up 342 yards.
340,
but comes out today, Miami grade-wise had the best defense in the nation. Based off the football games this weekend, which I thought was very interesting.
Oh, we gave up. I'm glad you said that because we absolutely gave up more chunk yards than what I would have liked to have seen. However, I want to give some respect to Bethune-Cookman. I think they got some outside guys. I think Jalen Jones is going to be, especially at that level, I think Jalen Jones is going to be a damn good quarterback at that level if they decide to go ahead and invest trust in him and let him just go ahead and take over.
They tight end got some great size, too.
Yeah, man. Great size. Kid his name.
I forgot his name, too.
I don't want to disrespect, bro.
Transfer.
Get that name for us real quick, Maul. But, yeah, my man looked
number 17, the tight end for Bethune.
I know it's like A-Tech or A-something.
I think he's like 6'6", 6'7".
Yeah, big guy.
The one receiver who made that long catch on Stevenson, he's a burner.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
That 3rd and 23 was egregious, though, to start the game off. I ain't gonna say his name
earlier. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I had flashbacks. I was like, "Oh,
yeah." I was like, "Same old, same old" with him.
Yeah, I'm with you.
What did y'all not like about even with PFF having us at the number one defense this weekend? What did you all not like about knowing that? Okay, we didn't have film on a quarterback. What did you all not like?
Okay, so the only thing I would say I didn't like was the corners was kind of playing off a little bit, a little too much, which is why I think a lot of the yards did come. You know, when the cornerbacks are playing off, it's a lot easier for the quarterback to get the ball to the receiver. That's probably one of the things I didn't like. It was no game plan. It was like, man, just go out there because we don't have a film on it. We don't really even know what they finna do. But I'll say, you know, the defense didn't do as bad. They didn't do as bad as everybody thinking or making.
What grade would you give them?
I'm trying to remember because when we did this show after the game, I think I said I gave them a C+ or a B, one of them. After watching it,
top of the head, I just give them a B.
Yeah, after watching it again, then looking at the stats, yeah, I'm going to say B. I'm going to have to give him a B because a lot of those yards was coming at
chunk plays.
Second quarter, man, when the game was out of hand already. You know what I'm saying?
Because Jones only completed, he was 11 for 20, which is good for the defense, but he had 243, so he had some chunk plays like that. 3rd and 23, I think. It was a 5-yard pass, but the running back or wide receiver ended up getting like 30 on that. And then he had that deep ball against Stevenson. So that's about 60, 70 yards right there out of his 240.
Yeah. The tight end we were talking about, he actually ended up, statistically did not have a good game at all. He had 4 targets, 1 reception for -3 yards.
He was open on one play in the corner. Williams, but yeah,
he didn't break it down. Yeah, I agree. Their top receiver was Lee. He was five targets, 5 receptions for 83 yards. And the longest play on their side. This is what I was upset with a little bit. They had 3 plays over 20 yards receiving. The biggest one was Powell for 48. Then you had Riley for 44. Then Bird for 34. And Lee for 28. So all in all, yeah, like Meezy was saying, sure, we graded out really well. We graded out really well as far as the defense goes, because I will absolutely say once we got in the red zone, we locked it all down. But I was like, hey, man, we giving up just too many chunk plays that made me a little like, again, I got to consider the opponent. But, yeah, absolutely not happy about the big chunk plays. Those are their biggest chunk play is rivals ours. So something to tweak. Something to look to make sure we're taken care of.
Because when I was seeing that, I was like, okay, I know Jimbo see it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Defensively, other pluses I would have would be, I thought the D-line, we didn't record an official sack, I don't believe. Let me see.
I don't think we
did. I don't think we had an official sack. Let me make sure before I say that. Double checking with the we ended up with two.
Yeah, we ended up with two. Mezzador got one, and then
did they credit young boy? Hold on. We had one credited to Frierson. And
yeah, Mezzador got one. Maltry and Thomas Davis got a half a sack together, so two official sacks.
Okay, yeah. See what I'm looking at on I'm checking out right now on Bleacher Report. I only see one according to them.
Yeah, no, it was two official sacks.
Okay.
Two official sacks, only six tackles for a loss, which they definitely got to do a better job at that. But you know, we play a running team this week in Southern Miss, so I expect the tackle for loss to be double digits and more.
Double digits?
I mean, but listen, even when our defense was bad, we was getting like 11 tackles for loss or more, like per game. That's one thing I would say that was good about Manny is, you know, they did emphasize tackles for loss.
Yep.
Maybe it's a different system the way Manny and Steele's running the defense. Facts. But I still think we should hit 10 tackles for loss, especially this game coming up Saturday.
How do y'all feel about the two defensive player of the game?
Mezzador.
I get the Mezzador one.
I'm all for the Mezzador thing. I ain't gonna say much about the flag thing.
That was kind of odd to me.
All right, hold on. Let's look at flag's numbers. Hold on. Before we say that, let's see. Flag had
two tackles and two assists.
Basically had four tackles, two tackles for a loss.
I'm
on the terrible app. it's not lining up good. But yeah, it does look like, okay, I guess they had to give it to somebody.
Yeah. So
did you have to have
two solos, four in total. And then two tackles for a loss.
So you have to have two every. So they're gonna do two every week.
I mean, two players a game every week.
No, two players on each side every week.
Last week, this week, so that's five.
Say that again.
I said the offensive lineman got player of the week. So it's gonna vary each week. I don't think it's a set number. What I will say is in the press conference they said that he quarterbacked the defense. But I will say Gilbert did score a touchdown on defense though.
That's true.
Yeah, I didn't just get that. I didn't understand that flag thing, man. Because, I mean, watching the game, I watched the game literally three times the whole game. And I was like, yeah, I don't see it at all.
Yeah, I mean, I just think we got some improvements to make on defense. You know, they pulled out some stuff on us. Don't get me wrong. They you know. Which I ain't mad. I mean, they should. They got to hit us with a reverse and,
especially with no film of them.
Right. All in all, though, I would say I was impressed by the defense, especially in the red zone. That's what impressed me the most. We did give up some chunk plays, but when we got in the red zone, we locked it down and made them kick for three. Again, the opponent isn't obviously the best, but to me, I don't really care. What I care about is you executing against the competition that is in front of you. So,
like you said, the corners were lined up off a lot. Do you think this defense is kind of going to be bend but don't break?
No, I think you play to your opponent.
They weren't just throwing too much. Okay.
Yeah, you play to your opponent. So it was like you didn't even really give up. We play Southern Miss this week. If they take our game film from that game and think this is what they're going to see this week, then yeah, they in trouble. I mean, they in trouble regardless, but if they actually think what they seen in that game is the same thing they're going to see this week.
Southern Miss looked bad Saturday. Who did they play again?
Liberty.
Right, and they went into like, yeah, they struggled. I know the quarterback struggled. Gore had a pretty good game.
For sure. Before we get there, hold on real quick.
Yeah, my fault, yeah.
No, you good, brother. We almost at that point. Special teams, let's real quick before we get out of here and move to the next game. Special teams, positives and negatives. I will say I was excited to see explosiveness in the return game from Keyshawn Smith. Borgalis did his thing with just, you know, nailing every kick he was supposed to and kicking it out of the end zone. Negatives from the special teams, I don't have any. We didn't punt.
I don't have any.
Yeah, there's no
– no penalties.
Yeah, not on special teams. We did have too many as a team for me personally, because that just haunts me a little bit.
How many did we end up with?
I believe, hold on, I think it was 6 for 48.
And one was that Cam Kitchens play we was talking about. So that was 15 yards worth.
Mm-hmm. Third down efficiency was 7 for 7.
Mm-hmm.
And we did have one turnover. And penalties, we were 6 for 48 yards.
6 for 48.
I still want to get that cleaned up more.
Who fumbled?
TBD finally fumbled.
Okay.
Well, another positive that we didn't save with the offense, I don't even know if we want to say this. Does it make sense? But it does, because we've been bad. Right. Third down, we were 7 for 7.
That's huge, man. We've been terrible at third downs for a decade.
Yes,
I don't, real bad. Like I said,
yeah, we couldn't get third in inches, third in short. It wasn't gonna get it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, no, that is huge. Yeah, yeah. 7 for 7 on third downs is tremendous for our program.
And I like the vision back
for 10 years. Say that again, Mo.
The vision, like I thought, Parrish saw the hole, hit the hole. I thought Franklin saw the hole, hit the hole. It wasn't
too much dancing, just up dancing, and down to get to it. Right.
Second and four, because they hit the hole. You know,
I agree. I think our running back room is still in fine shape. And I agree. I liked a lot of what I saw out of those guys. So,
and one more thing about special teams. I noticed like our best players are playing special teams. Our best athletes were on special teams, not just the reserves.
Gotta put the best players on the field at all
time. You know who does that? Nick Saban Nick Saban puts his starters on special teams. So I'm always like
Urban Meyer, I think, was right. Probably Saban, one of the pioneers.
Right.
Yeah.
No. Don't say Urban, because we was doing it. Ewan was doing it way.
Yeah, actually, you're right.
Ewan was doing it way before that. Remember, it's funny you said because the minute and blocking kicks.
Right. You're right. You're right.
It's funny because right after I said that, I was like, wait a minute. We've been doing it for Urban, though, when you really think about it. But, yeah, that's true as well. So it's something you don't see as commonly in the modern-day era.
Yeah.
You got to have depth to do that, be able to do that, too, though, at the same time.
Yeah. All right, so let's move on.
This is the first time in years that we actually got depth with a full team.
Right.
They actually got depth with a foot.
And it's not championship depth, but it is depth that should have us with a very successful season. Yeah. I think we'll show the type of depth that will result in 9-10 wins this year.
Let me ask this too about defense real quick. My bad, y'all. I'm backtracking.
You good, brother? Go.
Caleb Johnson at linebacker. We was hearing coming from the scrimmages. He was basically our best linebacker in the scrimmages. I thought he would have played more early in the game. How y'all feel about that?
That's funny you did mention that, because that was something I didn't get to totally rewatch the game yet. I was rewatching it, and then I ended up dozing off. And I was like, that was something I was specifically looking for, was to see Caleb Johnson more.
Who's getting great things in the scrimmages?
Right. What I saw, as I recall, I didn't see a ton of Caleb Johnson. Make of that what you will. It scares me a little bit, though. I'm glad you brought that up as, you know, if he's supposed to be that guy, then what we got going on? Because I didn't see
the playbook, maybe. Because he had one tackle, he had four assists, though, on top of that. But I was thinking, okay, is it the playbook? Or because I know Flag's a smart guy. Flag probably is going to know any playbook. But out there more than him because of that. That did kind of confuse me about the Caleb Johnson thing.
Well, that's something to monitor for sure going forth. It's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up. So we look forward to next week. We have or this week, excuse me. We have Southern Miss. You know, obviously early on in the season, we haven't seen a lot because, of course, they've only played one game themselves.
Well, we know they only got a little guard. That's it.
That's what we do know. Facts.
They got nothing else.
I meant to look up their numbers from last week.
Everything you look up, you're going to see Gore.
That's Frank Gore.
Yeah, I thought he got Frank Gore over 100. He had like 32 carries, I think.
32 carries, I want to say. I think off the top of my head, I think 168 yards, two touchdowns.
Yeah, that's not going to work. It gets you up, man. If he has 32 carries and 177 yards on us, then yeah, we doing bad. But I wish the kid success, man, because he's a local kid.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
It's gonna be hard for him this week, man.
Yeah, we're gonna make sure we take him out of the game, because as of right now, that is clearly all they have. So you got the stats up yet, Ma? I'll pull it up if you don't. I mean, not Ma. I'm sorry, Meezy.
Against Southern Miss. Yeah, I'm pulling it up now.
All right, so the quarterback was. Goodness, yikes. So the quarterback. Oh, wow.
All right, so goodness.
The quarterback was 4-for-8, 89 yards, 2 interceptions. Frank Gore was 1-for-4. I don't know what's up with that, but he threw the ball 4 times. So he definitely already had. So he threw the ball.
But remember, he played some quarterback for them last year.
He was 1-for-4, 48 yards. He had a better quarterback rating than the starting quarterback. He threw 4 less passes. And Gore had 32 yards on the ground, 178, 5.6 a pop, 2 touchdowns and a long of 46. And they had 2 fumbles. They lost both. So that's the offensive stats.
Yeah, so you're looking at a team that's just, you know, Liberty has a good coach in Hugh Freeze. They were able to put up a lot of points.
They went into 4 overtimes too, though.
Right, yeah, exactly, and they did go to 4 overtimes.
Those Gore stats are kind of
a little inflated, because they had to play more. But Liberty clearly is struggling more offensively with the loss of their quarterback in this last draft. So,
score could be the same as this week. You might not put 70, but it could be.
I don't know if we'll put up 70, but
I say a good maybe almost 60.
I can see 56, 60.
Right.
The one thing about Southern Miss now, their defense is kind of scrappy, though. Their defense does fly around.
They had a player with 12 tackles.
Yeah, the defense does fly around. So I was
remember though, that's 3 overtimes too, though.
Yeah, true. Yeah, four.
Excuse me. Yeah. Let's be honest, man.
I mean, but it's, you know, I should say we should put up 50.
Easy.
On them.
That's how I'm feeling. Early, just giving a score based on what they were able to do and what I think we can do. I think we win this game by 30. I think it ends up being something like 56-24, light work.
24, I say 48-51-10. I think Gore maybe gets a touchdown. Points, Gore might get a touchdown and a little field goal in garbage time, but 51-10, I think it should look like.
Yeah, I don't even think my math worked on that. But, yeah, okay, I'm good with that.
Yeah, I don't think they score that much.
51-10, okay.
I think now you're going to start seeing the defense, the whole team playing a lot more, being more focused. Now they're scheming up to start creating plays that they're going to use throughout the season.
So, right, for the opponents they got to face.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because remember, you know, this, we know we're going to beat them. So it's like we're not going to go just throw out everything we're going to do because next week we got a big one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So let's just go out there, do what we got to do, and go from there. The right, main thing is to get through a whole nother week of not having any significant injuries again, because we need absolutely everybody next week.
Right, I agree. I was watching the A&M game. Quarterback doesn't look too hot, which I knew he wasn't. I know we're still 2 weeks away, but I was scouting that game, looking at stuff. Your boy from Miami had a good game, though. Ukeith Brown.
Yeah, Ukeith had a good game. Shouts out to Shamar Stewart.
Shamar. He did his thing. Shamar was on the field early.
Look, man, I told people Shamar was second team. Shamar was second team once he got on campus.
That's without practicing.
Shamar was second team DN once he got to campus. So, Amari Daniels didn't do much, but, you know, I could almost promise you those three guys are going to be amped next week when we play.
Oh, most def. What's the other boy they got too? It was Ukeith and Amari the running Daniels. Back from Central, Amari Daniels, right?
Daniels, yeah.
Right.
They're going to be amped. Well, you know, because I spoke with Amari in personal. He said, man, we finna blow y'all out. I just started laughing like, hey, man, what can I say?
Right. What do you want to see next week that you didn't see? What do you want to see Saturday you didn't see last Saturday?
I want to see the D-line get more pressure. But, okay, so the team didn't throw the ball a lot. They threw for what? They threw 13 passes this past week.
Like 14, 13, yeah.
I just want to see I want to see more tackles for loss because they're going to run the ball. So tackles for loss is what's
going to be. That's a good point. I agree with you on that. We didn't have busted coverages last week. I just don't want to see those trunk plays.
That one play with Keontra and Coach Steele said that wasn't him. Keontra.
Yeah, they did say that.
So it's miscommunication. Definitely don't need to see that in certain games because that could be detrimental to your team because you could lose a game just because of that one bad play. So,
right. I don't want to see any 3rd and 23 like that happened last week.
Yeah. No more crazy penalties, even though we know that wasn't a penalty. You know what I'm saying?
Right. We had 48 penalty yards and 15 of those was nonsense.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, but still clean up the penalties, man. You still want to have games where you don't have. Once you start getting over 5 penalties per game, it's like, hey, team kind of undisciplined. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Good teams not really having those type of penalties and stuff like that. So,
I do want to see who starts this week to see if they made any changes.
Week, I think it's going to be, say, the D-line. I'll just say with the D-line. I won't say anything about the offense. But D-line, I could kind of almost agreed that it's going to be a big D-line. Like, you could have Mezador starting at defensive end, have a Miller or Jackson at tackle, and then have, like, maybe a Goudier at the other end or, like, a Elijah Roberts at the other end because this is a running team.
I think throughout the year, I think Mez, because the D-line does have numbers. We have depth there, good depth. I do think Mezador is going to be the one D-lineman who starts every game, who's definitely going to start every game. I do think that.
In or outside.
Right, he's going to be there.
This week, I think he'd be more outside because it's a running team. So you can almost just say, well, let's just put our big boys up there. Mm-hmm. So you got Mezador who could play the end. You got Roberts who could play the end. Not saying Roberts will start, but Roberts will get in the game.
Right.
You know, because he playing. So they run. They threw the ball 13 times. So I just don't think they're going to even try to throw the ball next week.
Yeah, the only reason they
try unsuccessfully.
If we shut that run, they're going to have to try.
I mean, yeah, they going. I mean, they going. But they, I just think their quarterback is bad, so it don't necessarily mean anything when he's bad like that.
Yeah, because Gore had half his passing attempts, so that's how bad he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen a running back throw the ball four times in a game before.
That's crazy, dog.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That's insanity to me. Let's see.
We got any recruiting news? We haven't talked about recruiting in a while. I know Damari Brown was at the I know we're trending real good with Damari Brown.
He was at the game, yeah.
He gonna be a hurricane lock.
Right. Bane was at the game.
Hurricane Bane
was at the game. Chris Johnson, Hurricane the running Bane, back from Chris Dillard Johnson. Was at the game.
Yeah. Another K lock.
Yeah.
You know who I'm starting to hear good things about? Tyler Williams, man.
Oh, Tyler he was Williams, from Lakeland. Shout out to my pop. My dad loved Tyler Williams. My dad was like, I don't understand how Tyler Williams has 40 offers and not a five-star. Shout out to pop.
Tyler Williams was at the game. Starting to hear good things about him. Obviously, they thinking it's Georgia right now, but I think Stav making a real push for him. Because I think the Dickey thing is done. I think he's, you know, I think he's going to stick with them. But things could change if they seem to keep looking like what it just did. Right. But I think they're pushing for Tyler. They're pushing for Tyler and Brandon Ennis. Like,
I love Tyler.
They push it for Brandon Ennis and Tyler Williams. Heavy, hard right now.
Tyler, big body, has size, speed.
Yeah, and Edwin Joseph just got a offer from Chaminade.
He had three touchdowns. He's we're recruiting him as a corner. He's mainly a wide receiver.
No, he's an athlete. He's just a pure athlete.
I thought we was recruiting him as mainly a corner.
Yeah, he's corner. He's going to play
defense. He had three touchdowns last week, I believe.
Yeah.
Or the week before.
I mean, listen, he's going to benefit because the fact that Chaminade got those other two studs over there, so he's going to benefit. Because guess what? They're not going to put the best cover guy on him. So it'll be somebody who probably isn't as good as the other cover guys on him, and he's going to beat them.
No, he's South Florida Express, right?
Yeah.
We also offered a D tackle from Powerhouse and Baltimore, St. Francis. USC recently offered, Penn State, I think, I don't want to lie to y'all, I think Texas or something, but that's a D tackle we offered. That offer went out too after I think Hicks started getting trending towards Oklahoma, I believe.
Yeah, Hicks trending towards Oklahoma, but things could probably start switching back our way pretty soon.
It's a lot of time left.
On that was easy.
Hold on, let me find it. I'm forgetting his name.
Yeah, other recruiting news. Let me see. Oh,
Ivins actually said this is for next year. Ivins actually said
Action Jackson,
right?
My guy, Antonio Jackson, was there. He's probably the leader of the 24 class. He's, hey, man, 24 class, boy. I'm just telling you.
Ivan said the other day he thinks we are the team to beat for the JoJo Trader.
I like that. Sounds good.
I'm trying to find his D-tackle name, man. We still look good for Samson Pancake.
Pancake Honcho, of course, man.
We Pancake Honcho.
We looking real good for that. We looking good for him. I'm hearing good things about Damon Wilson, Samuel Mpemba, him. I'm not really hearing anything much about Nicholas Harbor anymore.
Yeah, I'm hearing South Carolina.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, because, you know, they're telling him he could play both ways. He could run track. You could do basically whatever you want to do. You could we put a statue in front of the stadium for you.
I still ain't going to South Carolina. I don't care what they tell me. I still ain't going to
South Carolina. Yeah, I still ain't going to South Carolina.
Nah.
Like, because you could do that anywhere, honestly. Like, every other coach is just telling you, hey, man, this is probably what's going to be best for you. Like, as you get to each level up, man, like, you don't want to be playing no tight end and D end. Like, that's just, it's not smart. It's not smart for your future. I think his future would be probably best served as either or. I think he's that athletic. I mean, I think he can make a dynamic tight end for sure.
Yeah, but the big money is go play defensive end.
Play D end, that's true too. Right.
That big check, man.
So
I still can't find that D tackle name. I'm backtracking. I'm all over the place right now, but the staff sounds really high on Inez Cooper. The way Mario was talking about him for at least like 2 minutes. Mario basically said he's going to be like a star damn near in the future.
Yeah, he talked about him. He talked about Cooper. He talked about Seymour.
yeah, talked about Bassanth.
Oh, yeah, man. Look, listen.
Bassanth might be starting. Nah,
I don't even know what to tell you. I don't even know what to say about Wesley, man. yeah, I've been saying it about him since he's a freshman in high school.
His speed at linebacker is very evident in the way he reacts, his reaction. Right. I definitely saw that. That definitely stuck out to me. Darn, I can't find his D tackle name.
It's all good though. Don't worry about it.
We have the D tackle from under the radar. I don't think he has a ranking yet, but he's been getting like powerhouse offers like the last 2 weeks.
Starting to swing in. Right. We'll get it for y'all next week. We'll have it for you guys for sure.
So we did score predictions for the game, or
we kind of threw them out there. Let's do an official one. Right. And
we ought to look back. I forgot what the score predictions we had last week. I meant to look at that before we recorded today.
I mean, but that was for the season. You know what I'm saying? We were just doing it before we even had a game.
That's true.
We can just give for the exact game. You know what I'm saying? Because
we might have did one for that one. I think we did one for McDonald.
Yeah,
we did one. We did one for every game last week. I mean, every game. We'll
pull them up and then we'll kind of keep track of them and you know, just for fun. We'll get that all organized.
See who was closest.
Just see how we do.
Well, nobody was close. I think I had 50-something zip.
I think we all said something like less than 6 points. Right.
Yeah, I didn't think they was going to score 13, but they, you know, hey, it is what it is.
They bust our head, man. Score 13. this week, all right, we'll go around the room. We'll start with you, Measy. What you got? Official score?
51-10.
All right, X, what you
think? I think Gore scores a touchdown to get a field goal.
He say 51. I'm trying to.
He probably gonna kick the field goal too. 51. Yeah, 51 is kind of tricky to get to.
Yeah, I'm trying to calculate that. Like, how can they get that? Like, oh, it gotta be 48 to kick a field goal.
Hey,
you get 51, like you get a safety.
51-10. I don't care how they get it. 51-10.
Okay, so I'm gonna say.
Cause you get 7 touchdowns in safety, and that would be 51.
Oh, yeah, my done said what I was going to say, 56-7. So let me get another score. man, I'm gonna say 49-0. No, 52-3.
It's so hard. I don't care how trash you are. It's so hard to shut out a team in football, man.
It is.
It's so hard. Like, you know.
Especially that first drive. Like, there's a little something going.
Right.
Man, 52. I'm sticking with 52-3. 52-3.
God, to be more careful. I'm going to get them, boy, a little more love than that. I'm going to go. Give me Miami 59. Southern Miss 20. I'm gonna give them that kind of love, man. Shout out to Frank Gore Jr., man. 59-20.
What the spread is, -26, right?
I believe so. Hold on, let me look real quick.
I thought we opened up at 27. It might have changed. I thought that number was a little low.
I mean, it's 26 right now. Right now is Miami -25.5, and the over under is 54.5. I think we cover both of those. I think it's going to be more than, like I said, I got to say, what did I just say?
You said
59-20. So that'll cover that, and we'll still cover the spread. That's just how I feel on that one. All right, well, shoot. That's about it, isn't it?
Real quick, Larry, how you getting that 20?
Two touchdowns, two fields, so we're gonna feel like a pick six or something. Nah, maybe it's some late garbage time touchdown once we pull our starters. I think they get like an early one, you know, while we adjust a little bit to some of the things they're gonna do. Maybe do well on the early drive and end up getting some points there. And then, yeah, you know, maybe they'll put together one more drive where they pull off three. Late garbage time touchdown and late garbage time field.
All right. And real quick, I ain't trying to hold y'all. How y'all feel, about, how y'all feel about the Clemson game last night?
I did not watch it, so I don't want to speak.
Defense good.
Elite, offense, yeah.
Looks like.
they them. What about the offense?
I heard it was a little cute. I just pray DJ's on the field. DJ's quarterback when we play them. I just pray.
Yeah, well, that's a long time. See, by then,
I know. It might be Kate Klubnick.
Yeah, I'm about
or
to say,
Kate if, will be good. So it really won't matter at that point.
If he's still on the field when, by the time we play them, that means they might be rolling.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So either way,
might be rolling. So
whoever the quarterback is by the time we play them is going to be playing good football.
Yeah.
Or they're both going to be playing bad. So, you know, it'll be one of the two because we played them at the end of the year. So
right. That's the second to last game, right?
They D-line is second elite. D-line is elite.
Them boys, all them boys look first round to me.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, this might be their best D-line ever.
And that's
talk about the year when they had like the other four guys.
Christian Wilkins and all them boys. Yeah, this line better. Like that. Yeah.
I got to watch this game, man. I didn't have a chance.
No, they D-line is good. They D-line elite, but it's not.
Yeah, it's a terrible game to watch.
But one thing I will say, Larry, before you watch the game, I will say you can see, like, how Brendan Bills is not there. You can see the defense isn't as good as it used to be when he was there.
The D-line is, but the other units.
The D-line is, but the rest of the units, you're like, uh-oh, because now – You know, I keep telling people, man, one thing when you lose coordinator like that, man, they just know how to call plays at certain situations.
Facts.
There's no way you can replace that. No matter if the defense is good.
Nah, Venables been a beast.
With you. Sometimes Venables could call a defense at the right time.
I feel like at linebacker and secondary, you have to scheme more. At D-line, it's just beat the man in front of you pretty much. Like, you know what I mean? So I could definitely see linebacker and secondary. Secondary doesn't look that strong to me. Georgia Tech offense is horrible, but
NC State.
NC State should have. Not impressive. Oh my God.
I'm gonna give them a little pass because ECU is a rival of theirs. I'm gonna give them a little pass, but not impressed. I will.
That field goal kicker missed the game twice in the last like 4 minutes. So I watched that.
Yeah, I did.
ECU definitely should have beat them.
Out of all the ranked, the five ranked ACC teams. I mean, I don't even want to say you impressed because it was Bethune, but I don't, you know, nobody from the ACC
bad.
Impressed.
Yeah, they didn't look good, man.
Nobody from the ACC impressed. I guess you could say Florida State, they didn't impress me.
But LSU might be lucky to win five games.
I don't know what's going on with Carolina. Carolina is having major problems.
Appalachian State scored 40 points in the fourth quarter.
That's crazy.
40. They
Carolina
scored
has some major problems, man. Major. Louisville is trash.
No Carolina quarterback legit, though. I like him.
Hartman back, though. Hartman back.
He is.
He got cleared today.
He's going to be cleared to play Vandy this week.
Uh-oh.
He's cleared to play Vandy this week. So look out for – I think that's a good veteran team, older guys, disciplined guys. I'm taking Wake Forest to win that game against Vandy. And I think Wake Forest with Sam Hartman back can be disruptive again in the Atlantic. That's the only team that I would kind of.
What happened to Louisville?
I don't know. Louisville, they been bad, man.
They ain't been that good in
31-7 against Syracuse or something like that.
Syracuse is another team that's older, and you know, Coach Dino Barber.
Ross said punched in the mouth.
Boys hit them in the mouth. They ain't know what's going on. Everybody say everybody got game plan until you get punched in the mouth.
The game this week in the ACC is going to be Pittsburgh versus Tennessee. You see?
That's going to be.
That should be another good one.
That's going to be the game of the week.
That should give us a lot to gauge about who Pittsburgh will be by the time we play them because that's our last game of the year. So if they play a good competitive game, whether they win or lose, that'll let us know, hey, this is something serious coming up.
I think Tennessee could beat them by 14, though.
Yeah, I think Tennessee beats
possibly. But what if they don't? That lets us know. Hey, Pitt can be very serious again this year. So something to just keep an eye on.
We gotta keep our App State play Texas A&M.
That's right. Yep. This definitely week. A game. Definitely a game for us to watch.
Right.
Well, it better be a game for us to watch. We got the boy next week.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got the boy next week. And we played App State, last year? Was it last year?
Yeah,
we
last year, yeah. Yeah, last year.
They almost beat us.
Almost beat us. So.
Probably should have beat us.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, man.
And they should have beat UNC, so.
Uh-huh.
Everybody listening to the show, man, I had a banging tailgate once again.
Yeah, I heard.
Banging tailgate, man. Everybody was going crazy, man. It was this one white girl who tasted the Perry chicken, and she immediately was like, what is this? She's like, oh, my God. This is the greatest game thing I ever had.
She's like, you know what?
Taste buds ain't used to that. You know, taste buds ain't used to that.
What is this flavor?
They was on it. They were loving
it. Shout out to her, though. We're hanging with the culture, man.
Yeah, man. She vibing. She know they got them.
We're going to be out there as a crew. We got to get it organized a little bit, though.
We definitely do, man.
We absolutely look forward to being out there as a crew.
Y'all already know, man, whenever y'all come, y'all pull up, man. We doing brunch style.
Y'all doing brunch style this week, man. It's a 12 o'clock game, right?
Yeah. 12 o'clock game. So yeah, early brunch style.
It's going to be 180 degrees out that bitch, too.
Yeah, it felt like 1,000 on Saturday, boy.
Yeah, this one a 12 o'clock game, so the sun going to be high and mighty.
And okay, so now that's the one bad take I take from the Dolphins stadium. When the heat gets in there, the heat just sits. It don't move. It don't do nothing. It's like sitting in the sauna, man, for like 3 hours.
I actually heard the FAMU and Jackson State game. Shout out to Jackson State. They didn't have to beat them boys like that Sunday. But FAMU side was where the sun hits. And they said the band had to leave for a while because, like, some people damn near passing out. Yeah, That's how hot it was.
Yeah. I think that was the worst thing that the owner did was put the covering over it and not the whole thing. He should have just covered the whole thing.
Well, as long as we on the right side, I don't care.
Yeah.
Right. So.
Exactly.
You might have did that on purpose, shit.
No doubt. Hey, thank y'all for joining us, man. We'll be back with y'all again next week. Gonna try to get an instant reaction show this week for sure. That shouldn't be a problem. If we can't get that worked out, you know we'll be back next week. Love y'all, man. Appreciate y'all showing up, man. Peace.
All right, peace.
We gonna let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.